Come, let us sing to Adonai, let us praise the God of all creation. O Holy One, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. Fish and all creatures of the sea, bless Adonai. All you birds in the heavens, exalt God forever. God's glory, Christ, our new dawned day, in deep compassion for our earth, has raised what we had left for dead, and healed what sin had scarred at birth. The Alpha and Omega, Christ, today and yesterday the same, who manifests the great unseen, who by the Nameless One is named. Word of God, silent, sounding still, beneath the surface of each day, both cloud by day and flame by night, companion, goal, our guide and way. We bless you, Abba, brimming love, and Christ, your well-beloved Son, who with your Spirit breathe in us, three-personed yet forever one. Amen. Let me sing the praises of my God. Let all creatures bless the holy name. How good to sing God praise, sing to the one who is loving. We cannot help but shout this praise. Adonai rebuilds Jerusalem and gathers the exiles of Israel, healing the brokenhearted and binding up all of their wounds. God fixes the number of the stars and calls each one by its name. Adonai is great and almighty, wise beyond all telling. For the Holy One raises the lowly and the poor, while the wicked are humbled to the dust. O sing to Adonai, giving thanks. Sound the harp with psalms for our God, who stretches the heavens with clouds, preparing rain for the earth, making mountains green with grass, and plants to serve everyone's needs. Adonai provides food for our cattle, and for young ravens when they call. They are not impressed by the power of horses, nor by the strength and speed of a warrior. For Adonai takes delight in the reverent and those who trust God's compassion. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Let me sing the praises of my God. Let all creatures bless the holy name.
A reading from the letter of Paul to the Romans. I consider that the sufferings of this present time are as nothing compared with the glory to be revealed for us. For creation awaits with eager expectation the revelation of the children of God. For creation was made subject to futility, not of its own accord, but because of the one who subjected it, in hope that creation itself would be set free from slavery to corruption and share in the glorious freedom of the children of God. Thanks be to God.
The whole of creation is waiting for us to behave as the children of God. The whole of creation is waiting for us to behave as the children of God. Our greed and our selfishness destroy the balance of nature. Mother Earth cries out for us to behave as the children of God. Glory to the Abba and the Word and the Holy Breath of Love. The whole of creation is waiting for us to behave as the children of God. The blind man sitting by the wayside cried out, Jesus, Son of David, have pity on me. Blessed be Adonai, the God of Israel, who visits this people to set us free, raising for us a sign of salvation in the house and family of David. God promised throughout past ages, in words of holy prophets, to save us from our enemies and from the control of our oppressors. Adonai favored our ancestors and remembered the sacred covenant. The pledge to Abraham and Sarah is now renewed for us. That freed from the grip of our foes, we might worship without fear, and be both just and holy for the rest of our days. And you, child, called prophet of the Most High, will go ahead to prepare the way by teaching this people of salvation through forgiveness of their sins. For the loving compassion of the Holy One, as the rising sun will shine upon us, to illumine the darkness and dispel death's shadow, to guide our feet on the way of peace. Glory to the One, and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. The blind man sitting by the wayside cried out, Jesus, Son of David, have pity on me. Our dear Abba in heaven, holy be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Save all people, Adonai, and bless those who search for truth. Govern and uphold them now and forever. Day by day, let us bless your name. and sing your praise forever. Keep us this day from all sin and evil. Show us your mercy and compassion. May your love be upon us, Adonai, for we place all our trust in you. Create in us clean hearts, O God, and fill us with your Holy Spirit.
We give you thanks, Holy One, for with a mother's love you have watched over us in the night and have led us from the shadows of darkness into morning's light. Direct and sanctify, rule and guide our hearts and bodies, our thoughts, words, and deeds, to keep your commandment of love and honor the sacredness of all creation. For you live and reign in the power of love, both now and forever. Amen. May the God of sea and sky, who has called us to glory, bless us and all creation with freedom, flourishing, and the fullness of life. Amen.
Let us bless Adonai. Thanks be to God.